With me today is Catherine Sini. She is the CEO of Griefline, a community and family services counseling service. Good day, Catherine.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
This coming week, the 4th of August, you have a seminar here in Melbourne, in Moorabbin, tackling about one of the most, I would say, quieter issues that migrant communities have, men's health.
Indeed. And we, as you know, Griefline does a lot of work with migrants. And our seminar, we have three speakers. And the first one is retirement, a major event in the human lifespan. And it's a topic that's not really talked about very much because people think about retirement as freedom and time to play golf or go fishing or doing all of those things. But after 6 months, depression tends to set in.
What do you do apart from having fun?
Well, that's what people find very difficult. And retirement for women is, if I could just digress for a moment, for women it's different because basically women are the social secretaries of the family, so they've got lots of plans. And there's always things to do in the home. The friendship circle is greater. But men generally have one or two friends, and then they have family friends that they go and visit and whatever. But but not everyone is retired. And also, often these friends are family friends, so you visit with your family.
Yes.
So what do you do during the day?
And I suppose because women can talk nonstop about anything under the sun, while men seem to be more particular and more selective with the things that they talk about out in the open, isn't it?
That's right. So they might like to talk about politics, but their friends might not agree with the same political crisis.
So, might end in an argument.
So hence an argument. And also a lot of anger issues come out in retirement. There's a lot of suppressed anger, and a lot of homesickness comes out again because there's the time of reflection. And one of the things I've noticed is that they want their wives to go back and cook what they had as children as a kind of a comfort, which is really quite, and I've seen this in quite a number of men. And in fact, I went to a cooking demonstration recently, an Italian cooking demonstration, and I looked around and there were all these men, and I thought, now what are they doing here? They're all they were retired, and there's lawyers and there were a few restaurateurs. And then it was really about the connection. You know, my grandmother used to make this, my aunt used to make that, and it reminds me of when I was wherever. So there's a kind of a longing to go back, but not really to go back, but there's a lot of time to revisit, and it's also a very difficult time for their wives, as I was saying. And then usually at this time between 58 and 65 or 70, then's when there's a lot of medical issues come up, like prostate, different cancers, people begin to die, so their friends, more funerals happen. And I hear men say, is this all there is?
And because I suppose during the working years, men have relegated the home as the wife's territory, isn't
Indeed.
It?
Indeed.
And so when they go back into the routine of being at home in the morning most of the day, they kind of like take a space in that space that once belonged to the wife.
Yes, they feel they're very good managers. And and many of the men have been managers.
They're trying to bring the workplace into the home.
Exactly. And they can manage their wives. On my desk at the moment, I have this lovely man who is really struggling with retirement and projecting all his unhappiness onto his wife. And he brought me something like 26 issues she gets upset about, like pruning the roses and doing a million things. And it's really about his state of what is my role.
Because not everyone has a very physical hobby. Like some men would take up carpentry or take up helping the children build up the deck. Things that would take a lot of time and effort and would make you tired by the end of the day. But some people just don't have that interest. Some men just don't have that interest.
That's right. And there's a lot of men on sleeping tablets now.
They can't go to sleep because they have a lot of things going in their head.
That's right. And they're just not tired enough.
There is someone that they can talk to?
There is. We have a helpline. And as well as retirement, we've got Breaking Down Depression and Building Resilience from Black Dog Institute. And men don't often talk about feeling depressed or feeling unhappy, particularly with their friends. They talk about it in terms of physical ailment and without realizing that they're experiencing a low-grade depression and loneliness. That's another issue.
Is it safe to assume that generally men aren't able to articulate the feelings like women?
Generally, yes. Our young people are becoming more accustomed, but older men find it very difficult to talk about feelings. And if I could have a moment, I had at one stage we ran a seminar here on men, and one of the counsellors, who is an excellent counsellor, said a friend of his came to tell him he was getting a divorce, and he said, "Oh," he said, "I'm really sorry." He said, "Do you need any money?" And he said, "No." "Do you need somewhere to stay?" And he said, "No." Okay, then I'll make you a cup of coffee." And that was the end of the conversation, whereas with a woman could talk 25 minutes about the feelings attached to that loss of divorce, that loss of marriage. Yes.
And how to find strength in talking about it, isn't it?
Indeed. There's nothing like telling the story. You know, our helpline is all about telling our story, and our story is important.
And because sometimes all you need to do is unburden yourself.
Absolutely. Tell the story to someone who's not going to judge you and perhaps not even know you, so that they can't make a judgment. And connecting the head with the heart.
Because sometimes people think they're two separate things. But most of the time, they're connected and related.
Absolutely. And what we don't realize at times is that our mental health or ill health is always manifested in our body in one way or another.
That's why we find more and more men getting sicker in their old age.
Indeed. And so many men have said to me, "You know, I was all right when I was working. As soon as I stopped, I got this, I got that, and I got the other."
Was it because when they were working, they were too busy to think about it?
That would be for some who had serious illnesses. But for others, it's really about now I have the time and I don't have another focus.
So it's always finding your goal and purpose in life.
That's right. And the men who have difficulties with language then can't always access University of the Third Age or some of those others. And some of the what seem to be enjoyable hobbies for others seem to be inane.
I like one of the topics in your seminar, promoting authentic, meaningful male relationships.
Absolutely.
So everything's happening on the 4th of August.
That's right. And it's not terribly expensive. It's very inexpensive because we've got dinner as well. We would love to have some men come as well.
Thank you very much for your time, Catherine Sini from Griefline.
Pleasure.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.